Okay, I'd like to welcome the presenters to this session. Today, as you would have heard in my earlier presentation, we've actually got teachers and students presenting. I'd like to welcome Kathy Howe from Cromer Public School and her two students, Ben and Jaden, who will be speaking first. And then I'll introduce the other teachers and students to you after that. So you've got about 10?
Yes, we have to get going. I was involved in the project that Debbie described in the keynote, and my students were involved from the beginning. And what I've got is just, we loved it, basically, and we have gone on and we're continuing to get our students to design sequences. And Ben and Jaden are going to do most of the talking today because they're the designers. But I just wanted to quickly capture where we started and what we're doing now. So the first lamb sequence that my students actually designed themselves was on microorganism. It was linked to our science and technology unit at the time. And the students were in groups and they had to design a very short sequence using three tools to do with microorganisms. And each group had a different microorganism to explore. And what I've got is just a very short video with some screen grabs of some of the earlier sequences that the students were involved in. So they used a lot of the question and answer tool. Chat was very popular, but very quickly the students found the chat tool was very hard to monitor, wasn't it? Very hard to get good quality chat. So that was their discovery, which was very interesting. And lots of question and answer and survey and links to websites. So from there, the current task that my class is involved in is based around Antarctica. That's our unit that we're currently studying this term. The students were again put into teams, and I just set up the topics that they had to cover in building their lamb sequences. So they basically looked at the place, history, wildlife, and human interactions. And within their groups, it was up to them to work out how they were going to divide up this task and how they were going to plan it and then build their sequence. So I'm going to introduce Jaden now, who's basically going to talk about how his particular group set up this activity and how they organised it to go on to build their lamb sequence. So over to Jaden.
Using lambs was an exciting and challenging process. It was an opportunity to create, learn and design your own sequences. I'll share with you how this occurred. In order to be able to use lambs, we had to learn some preliminary steps first. We had to collaborate. Our class was given a task, and it was Antarctica. With it were four subtopics: wildlife, animals, human interaction, and the place. Then our group started researching and gathering information. We put it on a smart notebook, and from there we researched again on the wildlife and climate in order to get some pictures that would suit our lamb sequence. And
how did you find the smart notebook as a tool to do your research?
It was really helpful because there were lots of tools that just helped us.
And you could drag websites into it and your pictures. It was very easy to collect the information.
Yes. The result, we had hundreds of pictures of penguins, seals and icebergs. Thankfully, people in our group, they had books and books and books on the history, so we had that covered. LAMS was a truly engaging and it added a new dimension to learning. Ben will now talk about the application of LAMS.
He's going to start by just showing you an overview of the sequence that his group are still currently working on, actually. It's not finished. They've been working very hard. So we'll start with what I found really exciting. Ben taught me all about branching because I hadn't discovered, well, I knew the tool was there. I hadn't ventured down that line. And he's worked it all out for himself. So what have you done here?
With the first one, the title of the story was when I got a book from Christmas last year of Mawson, Life and Death, which is a journey of a person reenacting Mawson's travel through Antarctica. So I decided to name the lamp sequence after it. And the YouTube video was just the easy way to put a link to show the movie instead of having to put a link in.
We had been doing some animation last term, but they'd actually learned how to make games, so they used that skill to make a very short video. I thought it was pretty cool to upload it to YouTube and embed it in their LAMS sequences.
And the reason why I used a pixel art to highlight where Antarctica was, because the GMAP wasn't working, the code needs to be fixed.
We did try.
Actually, the GMAP was working, it was us that had it wrong.
Okay. We thought it was departments with the net.
And then the tasks do the sequences because you can get rid of a lot of information on them, so people will research. And then throughout the sequence, they could put certain games to do with the topic. Like quizzes and finding like seals to on a critter cam.
And there's a number of those, and therefore to give students opportunity to learn something.
Yeah. And then on like voting who you want to do, you're going to pick to go on your exploration with you.
I don't know whether you had opportunity to see, but they've set it up a bit like a game where they have to. They've got to make choices all the way through the sequence, and depending on what choice they make, depends on what branch they take, and it affects the outcome.
So we'll have a look at the actual sequence itself shortly, at the end, right from the monitor point.
Okay, and then...
No one's done it because it's not finished.
No, but just from... I just mean the picture of the sequence.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then for this is the first decision you have to make, whether to the storm coming and whether to wait it on land or on water. And then this is the, because we couldn't figure out how to edit the branching tool, so we came up with putting a notice board or notebook in the front so you could say which branch to choose.
Whereas I went to a course to learn some of this, these boys have just worked it all out themselves. So how easy did you find it to do this, Ben? Learn how to use the tools?
I found with the branching it was pretty easy because I just thought you put it in there and put the activities in. And that's how it turned out to be.
We'll have to keep moving because.
So can I ask, when you were given the task, who did you have in mind when you were setting this up? People of your own age or people
People of my own age, probably maybe a bit older.
Mm-hmm. So you were thinking of things that would excite you or interest you in terms of putting it together?
Yeah, I was thinking.
We've had. Leading up to this, as part of the project, they had a lot of discussion with Conchetta and Mitchell regarding how they like to learn things and reflected on good and bad practices. And I guess they've taken that knowledge and designing sequences that they think they would enjoy if they were learners in it. That's the idea.
And then here's out the second decision you have to make all together in the sequence. If you did everything in the whole sequence, there'd be about six decisions with voting and branching. And this is when you, this is like another task to learn about animals and the life in Antarctica, like penguins.
We might now, because I'm conscious of the time, do you want to quickly go in as a monitor and bring up the sequel? That was all done. Show the sequence again.
Okay.
So can you sort of just
drag the
this bar down the bottom so we can see the
brand?
This one.
Oh,
that one. So you can see it's a fairly massive sequence.
And altogether, I think we had counted 48 activities within the sequence.
48.
My complaint about teachers giving them
actually, we found the same sort of thing. They like to put lots of tools in.
Yeah.
Where we want to restrict them, they just keep wanting to keep adding.
And then with the branching, the reason why there's...
Do you want to open the bowl?
Okay, yeah, I'll open the branches. And with the branching... And with the branching, we decided there's another branch, like...
We should show it up there, we can't see it.
Can't scroll across the branch.
Yeah,
okay. If you saw over there, there's another branch. We tried to equal out the activities on each branch, so it'd be fair.
Remember, the students only pick one of these branches. That's why it looks so massive.
Can I also add, too, that Kathy's class are also game designers, designing games in 3D animated software. So they're in design space,
Very much. And they've had a lot of thinking about their thinking. And I guess one thing that I've found is getting them to be designers in labs, which as a teacher, for me, it enabled me to cover so many skills that you want to cover as a teacher, is that if I set Antarctica as a traditional task where the students would go and research those topics and bring it back and maybe make a presentation or something, what you often find, and I think this is probably true in high school as well, is a lot of copy and pasting going on. Mm. You know, go to a website, not a lot of synthesis of the material that you want them to read and understand. What this forces them to do, of course they still go to those websites, but because they've got to translate the information they read on the websites, translate that into a learning activity for their peers, you can't just do a copy and paste, can you, Ben and Jaden? Because you've got to think about how you're going to present that information in a LAMS sequence. So it forces them onto that step that we always want students to do. It forces them to summarise, to grab the bits that they want, and to synthesise the information. They've got to understand what it is they are reading in order to put it back into a task for other students to do. Otherwise, you know, the learning sequence would not make sense.
There should be another branch, going out the branch. Yeah, there should be another branch. There was one share resource activity that we found a webpage.
This will be the last thing.
We found a page on the rules of the Antarctic Treaty. And another boy in our group, Cameron, he didn't understand the words, so he's trying to summarise it in the... can't say it, but...
Yes, he had to summarise
it.
He found the treaty, but he was forced to put it in child-friendly words. And then I found a version for him, and he said, oh, you've already done it. But he said, I've already done it. But it forced him to do it. He knew he couldn't just drop that Antarctic Treaty into the LAMS sequence. He had to understand it in order to create a learning activity for students. Well, we're going to have to stop there because we have to give the other school their fair go. So thank you very much, boys. We'll just have to...
And thank you. That's fabulous.
I think we just press a button.
Close your way. Can I introduce... Louise Stacey and Sue McNamara from Hornsby South Public School. And Dylan, who is here with them. Now, Dylan, what class are you in?
Five.
Year five? Jaden and Ben, you're year six, aren't you?
Year five.
It's all even Stevens. And just a bit of background about Louise and Sue, or they might even give it themselves.
working as two people working together in one school has its great benefits as well.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a reading recovery teacher and learning support teacher, and I knew that we had some time in our timetable this year to take on some specialised projects with some enrichment with enrichment focus. So I dragged Sue, who is our K-6 computer teacher, in on it as well. And this is where sort of it sort of stemmed from. So we only saw this year 5 class one day a week for about 45 minutes. And Debbie's outline sort of in allowed us to introduce LAMS to the students, give them a chance to work with it, go through some already designed sequences. Sue and I designed some ourselves. And we then, by the end of term two, had given them a chance to look at the positives and negatives of some of the sequences, what was good about sequences. We also talked to them about the tools during that time, why they might be using those tools. We also did a lot of modelling where we set up as a class and designed them together as a group. And then we started, towards the end of term two, thinking about De Bono's thinking skills, because that's where I was headed in term three, taking the group of 18. We actually had the whole year five class in term two. Then we took a select group of 18 of them on into the project where they had to author and design their own. So that's just a brief outline of where we were. So by the end of term two, we sort of were thinking about using De Bono's six thinking hats and the court thinking and talking about those types of questions. I then took about 30 of different types of debating type topics and question thinking skills questions. And they chose one of them. They each had to choose one different one in term three. And that's where Dylan came in and did his. Each child chose a different topic and worked collaboratively on that. So they set up their own designs. They were asked to only do, say, 4 to start with. And then, but as I said, they got bigger and bigger and more involved. Just a couple of weeks ago when we were putting this together, we just asked the students that are currently working on a Christmas one for a year three what they thought of being involved in the project, and they were just a couple of the comments that the students came up with.
They actually did find it quite hard to get their thought processes in order to get the sequences correct.
And to come at it from a teacher too, to think about why they were asking those questions and also to think of what they wanted their learner to give them. So that whole sort of term two and then the beginning of term three was always opening the lesson with why are you doing this, how are you doing it, where do you want it to go, that sort of thing. There are some other comments that they made.
Louise, I liked your comment when you in the video about, but I read your instructions and I didn't understand how to do it.
Mm.
So as a learner, you need to be more explicit in your instructions.
Yes, and that came through with a couple of the comments too. A lot of them, as we said in the keynote briefing, they did find it hard. It wasn't easy for them. Initially, they thought it was going to be really easy, but as they got more involved, as they started to having to preview their own and then previewing other students, because I got them to check each other's before they uploaded them, they really had to stop and think and discuss. Also, when they had problems uploading some things, like getting websites onto their designs or getting pictures into their designs, they actually had to talk to each other about how they were going to do that. We also had some technical issues, which, you know, little things that the Department of Education wouldn't allow us to do. Some of our computers.
Yes, some computers, so we had to make sure that everything, the Explorer was working up to a certain standard. It didn't work on Explorer 6, so we had to make sure we had various machines re-imaged. Lots of technical things that were quietly happening in the background that you think the program just isn't working, but it was, some of it was our fault as far as the technical side of things was concerned. So then it was back to Macquarie to say, help, you know, things are going wrong. But it was definitely a two-way street. You know, there were emails flying backwards and forwards, we can't get this to work, how do we do it? So as far as the technical side, that was where I was drawn into it.
So as a teacher, sort of evaluating the whole project and why we got these Year 5 students involved in it, who weren't our students at all, we were just sort of doing something with them to enhance their learning, they were just some of the things that I looked at that I thought that they had got out of it from a teaching perspective as to why I was doing it. And when we did the rubrics, the children had to peer, they did a peer assessment of each other's, and they filled in a rubric, and Dylan's was chosen by his peers to be interesting, exciting, that they basically liked. So we brought Dylan along to show his and to talk about his, and he's just got to get into it now.
I've actually finished mine already, but I can still go back into it. What I started off with a notice board to say the basic beginning and to emphasise what they needed to do. Through the Pixlr, I asked them to draw what they thought a spaceship might look like, and I supplied a one that they those are a few.
So they're what the students have drawn?
Yep.
Some of these areas Dylan was pretty well working by himself. We were very much learners, Louise and I were learners ourselves. How did you do that, Dylan? let's see what we can develop with them. So yes, Dylan was very much a learner by himself.
So they didn't get bored at all, I put in a game or two along the way, which proved somewhat popular. And I put in a survey to ask what they came to do. I thought about the branch at that point, but I didn't really understand how you're supposed to use it, so that's the...
And having said that, your sequence you designed for the centre before you came back to the centre, whereas the other guys have been doing a lot more work since, so don't knock yourself out about that.
And we actually used your sequence. I showed your sequence to my whole class because the students who came to the sharing day loved Dylan's sequence and wanted to the rest of the class to see it, so they did, so they were very impressed.
Another survey to ask whether they needed armour or something like that, so...
Let's test the G-map. It's pretty good. We have technical support happening right now.
I asked them to find places that they could land, so... Cool.
Just click out in game.
So, some places were in our school. And some were in Barker's Oval. There's quite a lot there. I did a multiple choice mix to ask whether they would land and whether they need weapons and stuff like that.
That'd be a good place to do some branching.
Then I put a gate, which none of them liked because everyone got limited at it, so they didn't, they disliked it a lot, so.
What do you think about chat as a tool, as a teaching tool or learning tool, Dylan?
Probably not the best tool ever, so I don't think it would be one that anyone really needs. Because they tend to go overboard and think about like other things that I thought.
Dylan, do you want to see if you can get into your Christmas one? This one was designed for their class and for similar workers or age level. They, since they've been to the centre, they've been asked to go away and design a Christmas sequence for a year level, 2 years lower. So Dylan's now working on a Christmas one for a year three class. So these haven't been tested yet. We're hoping next week that year three can come along and have a bit of fun with some Christmas activities.
I'm still sure I need to edit it a bit still.
So it's a work in progress.
Yeah. So, it's a lot shorter this time, so it's only up with the notice board, so to, you know, kind of a year three, I felt, way. And I put in a multiple choice, which, like so.
So that was open-ended for this group as to what aspect of Christmas they chose. It didn't have to be the biblical side. It could still be the Santa and that side of things for Christmas.
So I thought it was didn't have much variety, so I put in some other images. I think I should have put in the Pixlr now, actually. Then I followed up with another notice board. So, and then I put in quite a lot of information that I haven't edited about traditions, like about the hot cockles and white Christmas. And
so you're going to have to think about year three,
yeah,
aren't you, and what they can read and what they'd be interested in.
I need to do the editing thing again.
Absolutely. That was the one thing when the kids first started, they were putting in great big bundles of information and expecting everyone to read it. So we had to rein that back in and say, no, you know, you don't like reading chunks of information. You know, take it back a few steps for the questions that you want to ask for.
Yeah.
What did you enjoy about doing landscape?
Well, I like the aspect of making things in general, so I enjoyed the aspect of kind of putting things into a sequence so other people could use it.
Okay. Good being a teacher. Yeah,
very much.
I'd like to say thank you to all of you, Sue and Louise and Dylan, and to Kathy and Ben and Jaden. Can I just ask you to...